If God says yes, carnaldom following its fearful leader Satan will say no. It is simply the 180 principle. God is light, Satan is darkness. God is love, Satan is hate. God is life, Satan is death, etc. The 180 principle. Opposite ends of the circle. Opposite ends of the yardstick. Those who surrender to God's proven truth find life and life more abundantly, even eternally. God's word, found in the majority text authorized King James Version, is true and righteous altogether. It is true historically. It is true supernaturally. It is true through all of life's experiences. It is true scientifically. It is true socially. It is true and righteous altogether. Are you ready to embrace Jesus Christ, God's truth? Are you ready to have your record expunged of all sin and its guilt and shame? Are you ready for a brand new life? Click on the Further with Jesus for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Today will be the best day of your life, and tomorrow will be better. Do it now. We will wait for you. Now for today's subject. God said, Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, "But the gate of the fountain repaired Shalom, the son of Kohoza, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Silo by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzer, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty." God said, Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 37, "And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward." God said, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, "And David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David an house." Man said the Bible is not a credible text. It's the writings of mere men and a compilation of fairy tales. Now the record. The word of God is incontrovertible. It is the truth in every instance. All the contradictory writings and books of the world's men of renown or conglomeration of such writings cannot stand in the presence of Jehovah. They must bow and do obeisance to the holy word of God, and struggle as they may, they must. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." It's either bow now or bow later. Unfortunately, bowing later at Christ's appearing will be too late for redemption. New archaeological discoveries continue to be published, and they continue to certify the credibility of the Word of God. Skeptics have challenged the Bible's eyewitness historic account of creation and its written record of 4,000 years of Earth's history, but this holy book is vindicated time after time. Just to mention a few of the recent archaeological confirmations of the scriptural record would include verification for the following: Moses, David, Solomon, the Tunnel of Hezekiah, Herod's tomb and the stairway to heaven, the tomb of Caiaphas, the tombs of Simeon, Zacharias, and possibly James, the Pool of Siloam, a continual flood of Noah's Ark, and this is by no means an exhaustive list. The deniers continue to deny, nevertheless, the truth is truth. 2 Timothy 2, verses 12 and 13 reads, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself." Reagan Doherty of the Associated Press reported on November 29, 2007, of another discovery that says yes to the credibility of the Bible record. The headline reads, "Elusive Biblical Wall Found at Last," scholar says. A few excerpts follow. Jerusalem, November 29, 2007. "A biblical wall that has eluded archaeologists for years has finally been found, according to an Israeli scholar. A team of archaeologists in Jerusalem has uncovered what they believe to be part of a wall mentioned in the Bible's book of Nehemiah. Artifacts including pottery, shards, and arrowheads found during an excavation in Jerusalem's city of David indicate that a nearby wall may be one that is mentioned in the Bible's book of Nehemiah from the 5th century B.C. The discovery made in Jerusalem's ancient city of David came as a result of a rescue attempt on a tower which was in danger of collapse, said Elliot Mazar, head of the Institute of Archaeology at the Shalem Center, a Jerusalem-based research and educational institute and leader of the dig. Artifacts, including pottery, shards, and arrowheads found under the tower, suggested that both the tower and the nearby wall are from the 5th century before Christ, the time of Nehemiah, according to Mazar. Scholars previously thought the wall dated to the Hasmonean period, 142 to 37 BC. The findings suggest that the wall is actually part of the same city wall the Bible says Nehemiah built, Mazar said. The book of Nehemiah, chapters 3 and 6, gives a detailed description of construction of the walls destroyed earlier by the Babylonians. We are amazed, she said, noting that the discovery was made at a time when many scholars argued that the wall did not exist. This was a great surprise. It was something we didn't plan, Mazar said. The first phase of the dig, completed in 2005, uncovered what Mazar believes to be the remains of King David's palace, built by King Hiram of Tyre, as also mentioned in the Bible. Ephraim Stern, professor emeritus of archaeology at Hebrew University and chairman of the State of Israel Archaeological Council, corroborated Mazar's claim. The material she showed me is from the Persian period, the period of Nehemiah, he said. I can sign on the date of the material she found, end of quote. When God says yes, wise men and women conform. God said, Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, but the gate of the fountain repaired Shalom, the son of Kohoza, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Silo by the king's garden and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzer, unto the palace over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. God said, Nehemiah 12:37, and at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. God said, 2 Samuel chapter 5, 10 and 11, and David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David an house. Man said the Bible is not a credible text. It's the writings of mere men and a compilation of fairy tales. Now you have the record.